ओम शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति वाह बाबा वाह ड्रामा एंड वाह अवर फॉर्च्यून. डू यू कॉन्स्टेंटली सिंग दिस सॉन्ग और समटाइम्स instead of wah wah, why why comes in? So this morning Bap Dada was sharing a beautiful conversation. You know, sometimes only he shares. They must be having a lot of conversation, but they don't share all conversation with us. But today they were sharing their conversation between themselves, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Did you enjoy that conversation? What message did you take from that? What signal Bap Dada is giving us through that conversation? We have to hurry up. The clock is moving. Time and tide no waits for no one. And Baba said that Brahma Baba himself is the hand of the clock. So Brahma Baba must be moving even beyond subtle regions. So what is there after subtle regions? Soul world. So Brahma Baba must be so close, almost reach there. He wants to inaugurate the soul world and gates to the soul world, but he has to wait. Not for everybody, but at least his companions, who is going to be with him for the whole cycle in different forms. So this is a signal Baba was giving us today. We have to be ever ready. No, we have to bring in new fashion effort. Old fashion cannot help. Even in the worldly life, if some people have old fashion, you know, in the new world, it doesn't look nice. It doesn't look right also. So people adopt fashion according to the time. So what is the new fashion effort Baba wants us to do in the new year? Yesterday only celebrated new year according to some community calendar. So what is the new fashion effort, newness that we have to bring even before the new year comes? One thing that touched me very much is that we have to keep a balance of making our stage a form of power, but together with that we also have to intensify the speed of effort in service. Baba made it very clear, when can the revelation take place? When the souls who are responsible instruments for establishment is ready, then the clock, the hands of the clock will move to the right time. And that could happen any time now. You think? any time, some time. So we have to be ever ready. And for that, to be ever ready, what is the newness I have to bring in my effort? We are all effort makers. But the newness that Baba pointed out today, there are various things. Number one is actually to be able to give liberation to souls, liberation from peacelessness, sorrow, in a second, with our form of being Master Almighty Authorities. Science is moving very fast, you know, liberating souls from sorrow in no time. So with the authority of Almighty, we should be able to grant souls an experience of being liberated from all types of sorrow and peacelessness. But then, first of all, I have to be liberated from those things myself. If I am not liberated from any form of sorrow, any form of peacelessness, even in dream, then I cannot inspire others to experience that, you know, instantly as they come in contact with us. The newness Baba wants us to bring this year is not just giving lecture through words. Of course, we will continue to speak words, but it should be felt by others as the shower of blessings. Just like Bap Dada comes in the corporeal world, in the corporeal form, he also speaks. But his each word is like a blessing for us. So this is what Baba wants us to do this year. Become an image that grants visions. Which means, whether they are jnani or ajnani, they experience some kind of attainment from me. Through my thoughts, through my words, through my actions. They should feel that they are getting blessings, they are having some kind of attainment. It is only then my own perfect form will be revealed. So let us not just speak words. Speak words like versions. You know, there is a difference between words and versions. Versions are spoken very much in essence. Word doesn't have any limitation. You keep on speaking until you get exhausted. Then you stop it, you know. But Baba wants us now to become an image that grants vision. Because anytime devotees have a vision, they feel that the image that comes in front of them gives them blessings. So people feel blessed in your company. That is one way of recognizing God through us. You know, you don't call people to say, I come, I will give you blessing. No. My words, my actions, even my vibrations allow other people to receive blessings. So I like that expression Baba used today, carry the urn of nectar and continue to quench the thirsty souls. So my nectar, my urn should be filled with only nectar, sweetness. and nothing else. Yesterday, you know, Dadi was meeting somebody who was leaving, and Dadi was telling them, always make sure you speak sweet words. Don't speak any bitter words. Because, you know, it stays in the heart of that soul for a long period of time, and it takes time to erase it. So even amongst Brahmins, we have to be very careful. You know, that is why it is good to bring this newness, that I speak only that which is necessary, in essence, with self-respect. So my words can become blessings for others, because blessings are something that makes other people's life easy from being difficult. The other newness Baba wants us to bring this year is actually to stop having the queue of questions. Why and what? Because if we continue to have this queue in front of us, so how can there be a queue of devotees in front of your images? We are the ones who are becoming image that grants vision to others. So my question mark should finish. No more question mark. So only then there will be queue, because I will become then image that grants vision. So there will be queue in front of my non-living idols, also in the living form, devotees wanting to get blessings. See, now, even now we see in the practical form, when dadis come, they come for a short while, how people are so thirsty. You know, dadi can say something for me, dadi can say few words, because they think that now she is already in that stage of perfection, whatever she is going to speak, it will become real. No, words becoming real is called versions, not just words. So that is why I have to accumulate power of words within myself. Last night Dadi was talking about introversion, extroversion. Because when you are introvert, you save your words. And your words will have the power. And when you speak to someone after being in that stage of introversion, that words will penetrate the hearts of others, because it comes from deep within your heart. You know, so that is one newness Baba wants us to bring, not just give lectures. Anybody can give lectures nowadays. But giving an experience through the lecture means give this feeling that they are being showered by blessings from God through your words. And one thing Baba also mentioned, very interesting, that people in the world today don't have courage. They have the desire to find the truth. They are seeking for truth. But they don't have the leg of courage to come close to that truth. So we have to become instrument to bring such souls close to Baba by giving them the leg of courage. So how do you give a leg of courage to someone? You know, in the blessing today, Baba mentioned it very clearly. I have to be knowledgeful. I have to see the place, the time, the pulse of that soul and give knowledge accordingly. even though we want to reveal Baba, but when we talk about the truth in a blunt way, people think we have arrogance. Even though you may think you are speaking truth, but for others it looks like you are being arrogant. So this is where I have to be very careful. Even while being instrument, by being fearless, not hiding the truth, it's only when then Baba will be revealed, isn't it? So to do all these things, I have to practice truth myself. I have to practice fearlessness myself. Because when I have any kind of fear, when I have any kind of falsehood within me, Baba cannot use me to glorify His name. So I should not come in between Baba and myself. You know, Baba and the other soul. Let Baba come and do His work. You know, so I remember once Sister Jayanti was sharing, you know, when she sits on the gaddi, before she begins to give drishti to everyone, she practices this. That is where it will help her to move away from being between them and Baba. Many times we come in between others and Baba. We don't allow them to experience Baba clearly. So the method she uses is, when she sits on the gaddi, first she visualizes Bap Dada, Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma, in the subtle region, in the subtle form, and then she herself merges the subtle form of the soul, and she just sits in front of Baba, taking drishti from Baba. And allow Baba to give drishti to others. So I disappear in between those drishti time. No, she was giving the example, why is that when we look at dadis, we are reminded of Baba, especially Gulzar Dadi. We don't remember, she has a soul also. But somehow they have come so close that her soul we don't see her soul at all. We only see Baba. So that is how, what is service. We must allow souls to be connected with Baba, and I must get away from in between. So that is why Baba said another newness today, that you have to chant the soundless chant of this mantra, Bap Dada. When all of us chant this mantra, not just through our lips but in our mind, we will be so busy in chanting that mantra that Maya can never come, no obstacles can ever come, and Baba will be revealed. But today, up until now, as the slogan says, we are caught up in I and mine. Mine and yours. And because of that, what Baba said today, when you say mine, when you say I, small things become big. When you say yours, big thing becomes small. This is a very good way of experimenting what consciousness I have when I am dealing with situations. So if I am thinking I am the one who is dealing with those situations, so then I get attached to the situation also. And then small things seems to be very big. But big thing can appear small when you say yours. You know, this is what Baba said once, when any situation comes in front of you, you don't stay down below. You go up. Bath, chodo. You leave the situation down below you go to Bab, and with Baba, from up above, you look down below. The same situation looks like negligent, nothing, equal to nothing. So this is the homework we all have to take this time, to learn chanting the soundless chant, not of Manmana Bhav, Madhyaji Bhav, not of Om Shanti, but the soundless chant of Bap Dada. In everything I do, everywhere I see, whatever I hear, everything Bap Dada, Baba, Baba, Baba. When together, you can imagine, when we all have such soundless chant in our mind, what will be visible for others? Baba and nothing else. But we are nowadays chanting our name a little bit. My name, my position, you know, my fame. So because we are coming in between, the revelation is, you know, delayed. So anyway, it will happen, but I have to take this homework, the newness, you know, this year, coming year, is to constantly have Baba, Baba, Baba. You know, I always remember Dadi Prakashmani as an example of this. You know, she never used the word for herself, I am doing this, I said this. She did not use the word I at all. She always used the word like a third person. Dadi said this. Dadi wants you to go there. Dadi wants you to come here. So as if she is also separate. You know, she is not involved in that kind of situation. And so because of that, she just does not get caught up in the old sanskaras. No, I remember Dadi Janki always says, transformation means total 180 degrees change. No, that is why yesterday Baba was saying, burn and earn. So without knowing how to burn, you cannot earn. So what is burning here represents? Create the fire of yoga. Because burning always is connected with fire. And a matchstick. You cannot ignite the fire without the matchstick. And without the fire being ignited, you cannot transform things. So we have to do two things in order to burn and earn. To burn our weaknesses, as Baba said in the Murli, beginning of the Murli, to burn away all our weaknesses, all our shortcomings, sanskaras, you know, I need to really strike the matchstick of determination now, not later. Not after you go back to your countries you will start. Not even tomorrow. It has to be now. Strike before you go from Madhuban, burn it. By striking the matchstick of determination, I will do it. I can do it. Because I am. So burning is actually returning to the authentic. You know, what we are burning is waste things. Just like during the Holika, they have bonfire. They collect all old things from other people's house and they create a bonfire and they burn it. Only then after that is the celebration of Holi. So we all have the aim of becoming equal to the Father. We all have the aim of becoming complete and perfect. But then how that is going to happen? How am I going to become perfect? I have to remove all the weaknesses. You know, all the defects. Defects is connected with sanskaras. Weaknesses are connected with nature. So some of us have certain nature, certain sanskaras that still becomes like an obstacle in between me and Baba. So we need to do two things to burn. On one side, I have to create yoga fire, deep, deep love for Baba, exclusive, unadulterated love for Baba. But on the other side, we also need to create an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Both have to be balanced. Because if you do not have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, you cannot let go of something you don't like within yourself permanently. Now I was churning on this point. Baba says, this new year, bring the newness of becoming immortal and making others immortal. In other words, become an embodiment of immortality. So what does the word immortal represent? Constant. Always. Because that which is immortal never dies and never was born. It is just existing. So when Baba said, make yourself immortal and inspire others to become immortal, which means, like, I have to be consistent in whatever I am doing, so I am able to inspire others to be consistent. No? Immortal means that which has no death and no birth. So no beginning, no end. So it is like being instead of becoming. That is the newness. If we want to be victorious souls, accompanying Baba for the inauguration of the soul world, it's a great inauguration, isn't it? We are always given invitation to inaugurate this building, that building, you know. But final today, Baba said, you have inaugurated many bhavans. But this inauguration will happen when? When did Baba say the inauguration of the new world will happen? When we Brahmins, who are instruments for establishment, are ready. And of course, if I am ready, the time will not waste. When the clock comes to that point, it has to strike. So this is why we have to learn one lesson from the time. You know, beautiful lesson that would help you to move, you know, ahead of the time rather than being behind time. And that speciality of time is time always moves forward. It never goes backward. Is that right? Time never goes backward. It's always moving forward. So if I have a good relationship with the time, I will take this speciality from the time to move forward consistently, without judgment, without resisting, without reacting, Because all these are the reasons why we get, you know, stuck sometimes in Brahmin life. But we have to be free from all these. Then only the soul can become immortal and then inspire others to become immortal themselves. Now that is why Baba sometimes says, keep the slogan in front of you. Whatever actions I perform, others will do the same. One time Dadi was giving an example. You know, there was a place in one people's house. It was quite clean, actually, very tidy and clean. One day one person thought, I am the only one, I throw little rubbish there, doesn't matter. You know, I am the only one. So, seeing rubbish there, somebody else thought, this is the place we have to put rubbish. So then the whole place which was clean was filled with rubbish. And there was equally another place where people saw it was clean. So they did not put any rubbish. And so it remained clean. So I have to be careful in my interaction with others, not to take any dirt inside. Because if I take any dirt inside, I am only creating fluctuation within myself. Instead of allowing my original eternal sanskaras to emerge, I will sustain the sanskara of the corporated life. You know, definitely every time we are reacting, say for example, a reaction is the sanskara of what? It's not godly sanskara, isn't it? It's Ravan's property. So I am sustaining the corporated sanskara. So I will not be able to remain immortal. So the more I am able to sustain my original eternal sanskaras of the soul, the more I can stay in the stage of immortality, which means consistent. No, consistency, constant. And that is why deities are always praised as all virtuous, completely viceless, double non-violent. So this is something that we have to think about, how we are going to work on ourselves. First of all, making myself immortal, constant, not fluctuating, you know, because the more I fluctuate, the more I lose my power. One of the signs of coming close to the stage of completion is there is no shaking. You know, suppose if you fill something in a box or a tin airtight, there is no space for anything to rattle or shake. It remains very intact. So the sign of being complete, which is one step before perfection, it's a stage being equal to Father, is complete, stable, stable. Anything that which is immortal is stable. Stable does not mean stagnant. You know, sometimes we could misunderstand the terms, because anything that which is stagnant is also not moving. Anything that which is stable is also not moving, but there is a night and day difference between both experience. So when there is a feeling of being stagnant, so it's a feeling of heaviness. It's a feeling of sorrow. It's a feeling of being in bondage. But when I'm stable, so I can feel the power from within. So I am able to understand the knowledge very clearly. So this is another newness that Baba has drawn our attention today. No, first of all, become immortal yourself and give the blessings of being immortal to everyone. In other words, become an image that grants blessings. Because anything that which is immortal, no need to come into words so much, but 1 second of drishti, one glance is enough for taking beyond. Because those souls are full and complete. So others take from them in the form of blessings. They don't need to create a program. I have to give now, somebody has come in front of me, so prepare my stage. So, you know, according to Baba's signals today, we understand how fast the time is moving. I really liked that point very much when Baba said, you know, Brahma Baba himself is the hands of the clock. So even Baba is moving beyond the subtle region, almost very close to the soul world. So we have to actually follow Brahma Baba at every step so that we are not left behind. Of course, another important question Baba left for us to discuss amongst ourselves. It would be nice if we can put this question to Dadi Janki also. When Baba was talking to Dadi Prakashmani, no, Baba talked about the role of Brahma, the role of Vishnu, and the role of Shankar. Of course, we all understand the role of Brahma, establishment, the role of Vishnu, sustenance. And we also know very well that Brahma becomes Vishnu, Vishnu becomes Brahma. So now what about Shankar? Even otherwise, when people ask us question, you know, are these three souls present in the subtle region? Are they three souls? It's symbolic, isn't it? Shankar is also the symbol of tapasya, of the soul of Brahma itself. So this is something we should like to hear from Dadis, what their thoughts are. You know, what is the deep significance of Shankar? In bhakti they say that Shankar was meditating in the forest, and when his third eye, you know, opened, the whole forest got burnt. So what is the third eye represents? What is the forest represents? You know, what is the deep tapasya? So actually, we understand according to the time, we also have to become Master Shankar, the image of tapasya ourselves. In a way, you know, the other day we were discussing in a small group, that each one of us are Trimurti. No? We are Brahma, we are Vishnu, and we are also Shankar. In what way? You know, we create thoughts, good thoughts. Maybe every morning when we wake up, you create good thoughts. Then during the day, you sustain the good thoughts, but at the same time, to keep the good thoughts being sustained, we have to increase our tapasya to destroy the impurities. So when each one of us maybe come close to our own perfect stage. Now when Shankar opened the third eye, there was destruction, they say. But in fact, when each one of us, we come close to our stage of completion and perfection, that is when the clock will ring its bell. So actually we are in that time now. So that is why we cannot afford any more waste of time. That's why Baba has underlined determination. It is only with determination we are able to fulfill Bap Dada's wishes, Bap Dada's hopes. And what is determination? It is actually the willpower. You know, I will do it. I can do it. Not to allow any form of carelessness or laziness to come in. Because the enemy that stops the power of determination is carelessness and laziness. So that could delay my reaching my complete and perfect stage, but the time will not wait for me. So it was very interesting to note, you know, many newness that Baba wants us to bring in our life. So when each one of us start bringing those newness, so what we will do? Together, we will create the new world.